to the coax connectors so that the resource net was right next to the antenna used to receive, and we were wiping each other out. When we moved the coax connectors, which are shown in the one of the pictures here in this attachment, when we moved over so there was more separation, the problem went away.
Something of interest to everyone, the numbering of those connections is the position on the roof. Number one is at the La Paz end of the building, and they go toward Mission Viejo Mall, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So number one through six, and then it goes on up. Initially, I got really excited when I was reading this, but then when I was preparing for the class this afternoon, I looked at it more carefully, and it looks to me like 13 through 18 is not available for creating separation. but anyway, a lesson learned was if you happen to be one of the people that sets up the EOC on May 4th, take a look at this sheet, because it gives some insight of how best we hook our radios up to minimize interference. The next page, you see a bunch of pictures of all the equipment. How many of us know exactly how to turn on and off each radio we have? How many of us know how to change channels, let alone program them? Although we do have a book that helps us if we get in trouble.
A list of the memories, and also the back of that sheet has a basic procedure for changing frequencies or whatever.
Yeah, there's documentation there, but I would say I, for one, need to think about and spend time, and we probably will have some training sessions to get more familiar with our radios. What if one of the more senior people in our group isn't there?
Have we used the D-Star in any of the drills on the phone?
Not D-Star. Not as D-Star.
Yeah, so we do use that. As Charlie indicated, you can see the position of the antennas, and again, they're numbered from La Paz going the opposite direction. Now on page 5-1D is in dog. Notice that right smack dab in the middle of the page, it says, always remember safety first. And it occurred to me, safety first for us and safety first for the radios. Now, one of the things that Charlie has tried to help us remember to do is what, as far as turning power on and off or connecting or disconnecting to the radios.
What was the question?
Yeah, okay, it's a lousy question.
Yeah.
Okay, ambiguous question.
Yeah, it was ambiguous.
Okay. Rather than make it a question, I'll just make it a comment. One of the things that we're supposed to remember is before we plug or unplug anything to the radios, we turn them off. Right?
And that includes turning off the power supply.
Yeah, turning off the power supply. Yeah,
and necessarily that, but
okay. But the key thing is to turn them off.
The ASU radios basically have a problem. Some of them have a problem. If they're powered on and you plug and unplug earphones, it causes a problem on some internal circuit.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. If it's powered on.
If it's powered on.
It doesn't happen all the time, but there is a problem sometimes. Yeah.
Okay, so the bottom line is, if we're going to plug or unplug the earphones, we got to turn off the radio first.
So really it's the power supply that has to be on, because you really can't tell.
Yeah.
We have to just push on or push off. So
Well,
yeah, safest would be the power.
Yeah, but I mean, you want the power supply off.
Yeah, safest is to turn off the power supply and then plug or unplug the earphones.
Yeah. But we can't use radios without headphones anyway, right? Because there's too much noise.
Yeah. So, well, we got to use them, but sometimes we have we've unplugged them for whatever reason.
Okay.
Yeah. We just got to be careful because safety first for not only us, but our radios. Okay. Now, the last page is in your handout is a diagram of our EOC room, the table, and it shows the positions of the various radios. Now, I'm going to give this to you documented on your sheet. There's not a lot of scribbling. On mine, you can see there's a lot of scribbling here. And you'll receive a copy, without the scribble, more legible, on May 4th. But just to give you an idea, in the Field Incident Action Plan briefing, the two radios that are on the left of the table, if you want to annotate your sheet with a pen, I'd suggest you do so. The two radios on the left are going to be dedicated for in and out repeater. The two radios, you see the radio UHF, VHF out and below it D-Star. Okay, on the right, that'll be in and out simplex. Now at the head of the table, we say 6 meters, but I don't think we're using 6 meters for this drill, right? As far as we know.
It wasn't on the list.
Okay. Okay, so actually, we'll have a radio there probably to monitor Orange County RACES, UHF, VHF radio to monitor. Also, I think I'm going to be multitasking the resource net and slash staging net will be there. Resource net to mobilize you guys from home to the EOC, and a staging net to handle your assignments during the drill. Obviously, we're going to have a message logger. Now, the good news is, so far we have 11 people signed up for the drill. It takes, as you can see, it takes 6 people to man the EOC. Because we've got extra people, I think we might have a runner between the command center, simulated runner between the command center and the radio room, because the command section or logistics or operations or finance may have something that they want, some message sent over the radios to, say, Loma Ridge or somewhere. So there may be a runner that comes in and brings a message to the message logger. The message logger will log in the message number and to whom it's addressed, and then give it to the appropriate person sitting at one of the radios to be handled.
You want to consider Winlink, because Winlink's on this drill.
Yeah. Winlink. Since you mentioned that, Charlie, you can annotate your forms a little bit more. The radio on the let's start with the resource net, staging net. The way I see it right now, that's going to be EOC 0 at the top of the table there,
the
where it says
six,
where it says 6 meters. That's going to be me. Okay, then coming down the left side, the outbound repeater, EOC 2. The inbound repeater, EOC 1, that's our primary frequency, channel 1. on the down the right side of the table, where's the upper at about 2 o'clock on the table, EOC 4. So that's outbound simplex. Inbound simplex will be EOC 3. And I think it's probably going to end up being our travel net. We'll see. Message logger is going to be position EOC 5. And Charlie, Winlink is EOC 6. And since we got enough bodies, if our numbers stay at 11, then I think we'll have a runner, which will be position EOC 7. Okay, now that's 7 positions out of 11. That means 4 left. So we will have field op 1 and field op 2, 3 and 4. So now that's roughly what it will look like May 4th.
But since we cannot leave our initial position to go to our new position without being properly relieved.
That's true.
We have to have, in effect, there's one additional body that's floating around in between, not the same yeah. person, but there is one person used up in the transition process.
That's probably true. Yeah, I think you mentioned that before. That was something. So we have to have one floater. Okay, so we'll have to
It's not necessarily a position of a floater. It's in the process of reassigning, you lose a person.
Yeah.
Because there's always one person walking around from their old station to the new one.
Yeah. The way I'm thinking, I think you're correct, but the way I'm thinking to handle it is the most important, we got in trouble during the past exercise in that traffic was sent to us. It was during part B of the exercise, which was the simplex exercise. And Irvine Races, or Irvine, what is it?
IDEC.
Irvine IDEC tried to send us a message, and what? Guess what? They did it right during a shift change. And we dropped the ball on our end, and we never really handled it, or at least there was a foul up. To avoid that kind of thing, I believe what we need to do is for the inbound EOC positions, you sit tight until your relief comes, so that. And that may delay the transitioning, but you don't if you're on if you're EOC 1 or EOC 3, you stay put until your relief person gets there.
But does that mean that an outbound radio can be left unattended?
Why not? It's outbound.
Just so long as if a message on paper gets sent to that radio position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it may. A message will be in the pile. Okay.
At the bottom of the pile, whether it's the emergency side or the routine side.
Yeah. So, you see any problem with that? Wayne, you have any problem with what I'm trying to set up here? Okay. Okay.
Something just a comment on your chart that you made.
Yeah.
Actually, put the frequency that the radio should be set at for that position.
Yeah. And in fact, the last time,
whatever, an actual frequency.
Yeah. I think last time I had channels. Although we have our form there, but. Yes, so there's going to be a lot of documentation on this little piece of paper, and this will be part of the briefing.
Our frequencies will also be noted on the 205 form, right? Which is a new form for us?
I don't think we're using 205 this time. I don't think. We talked about it. We looked at it, but I'm not sure we agreed there was value add.
Is there Is that something like